And good morning, everyone. You are most welcome. And thank you to all those who have played a part or will be playing a part in the service today. I don't think there are any birthdays, unless somebody's hiding their birthday. Ah! Lovely. Was it yesterday? Yesterday. Well, we can sing happy birthday for yesterday. Doesn't matter. I don't know. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. May God's love go with you. Happy birthday to you. I hope you have a lovely week. After this service, there will be prayer for Anne in her situation. Next week, we are at Bethesda. And the week after, we will be back here and we will hopefully give a wonderful Bethlehem welcome to Stephen Pullo. He is a young preacher, well, young compared to me. Today he's preaching at Tesson. And he has been a missionary in Mexico for 15 years. He's Jersey. And we hope to give him the good Bethlehem welcome that we're noted for. I'm sorry there's not many sheets on your tables, but the photocopier's gone on sabbatical. So we'll have to have it mended next week. Now we have our opening prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you as we are, but we all gather here together to worship you without any fear of persecution. Help us to welcome all those who come through our doors and to see them as you see them. Let us be sensitive to their situations and welcome them with a warm smile in your name. We are sorry for the things we didn't do last week that we should have done, and for the times when we got things wrong and we didn't spend enough time with you. But we also thank you, Lord, when music and sport can join nations together in friendly competition. Amen. Now today, we are in the second of the series of Kings and Queens of the Bible, and we're studying David. One word for David was complicated. On one hand, he was a poet. He wrote 73 of our Psalms, one of which we will be singing at the end. He was a shepherd. He was a king. And he slayed Goliath. However, on the other hand, he was a liar, a betrayer, a murderer, and an adulterer. Complicated or not, but what did God see inside him? So here I have five parcels. They all contain something. I would like some little people to come up and open them. Will you come, JP and Thomas? And Harrison? Where's he gone? Well done, JP. Now, if you stand there, if you saw all these parcels in front of you, which one would you choose first? No. Would you? Why? Because it's the biggest. And it's got the poshest paper. It looks very posh, he says. Right, so you can open that one. Right, Harrison, what would you choose? Oh, Harrison will choose this one. It's in recycled paper. It's not as big as this one. However, they all have something inside. Oh, the pretty one. Oh, yes, open the box, but turn it the other way. That's it, lovely. Pretty paper with a nice ribbon on the front. Thomas. Now, Thomas, this one has a bow, but it's wrapped in tissue underneath, and sometimes tissue makes for very special prizes. So you've got this one or this one. Which one do you fancy? Oh, this one, wrapped in J-E-P. Oh, I need somebody else. Grandma. Right, J-P, show me what was in your huge box. A carrot. Was that what you expected? No! Harrison. Oh, in the recycled paper box, a crunchy bar. Not too bad, improving. A box of tissues. Useful. You can have them if you want them. Oh, Thomas. What have you got? He has got a coin. Thank you. £1 coin. So of all those so far, that wrapped in newspaper that didn't look so good on the outside is the best prize. Oh, Jean, a box of chocolates. How wonderful. Oh.
One left.
I don't know if you allowed it, all right? Take it to Nanny and see. So really, you cannot tell what something or somebody is like from the outside. You have to know them inside. And God knew David through and through. We are now going to have our theme song, Kings and Queens. Thank you, John. Don't worry about the paper, I'll clear it up.
Saul was tall, Israel's first king. But he forgot the Lord of everything.
David sang. Come home with open arms. Thank you, Lorraine.
Mary, and I just love that carrot in the box. I just thought it was brilliant. That was just not what we were expecting, is it? Not what we were expecting. Well, it's lovely to be back at Bethlehem after only 2 weeks. Can you believe that? And I'm on the plan again. For this quarter, so that's wonderful to be back at the place I still consider my spiritual home. So today we're going to be talking about a time in the Bible when God made a very important choice to pick a new king for Israel. King Saul had made some very poor choices, and it was time for him to be fired. And God told the prophet Samuel to select a new king. And he sent him to a man's house by the name of Jesse to choose one of his sons to be the next king. Now, King Saul had been tall and handsome and kingly looking. So Samuel expected that the new king would be the same. He went to Jess's house and he was in for a bit of a surprise. We're going to watch a video now about the anointing of a shepherd.
Kings and queens, hear the story. Some brought shame and some brought glory. But every crown and kingdom sings, Jesus is the King of Kings.
King David, God looks at the heart. 1 Samuel 16. Samuel was on a journey. God had sent him to find a new king. Go to Jesse's house, God said. One of his sons will be the next king. Jesse lined up his sons. One was tall, one was strong, one looked just right for a crown. Surely this is the king, Samuel thought. But God whispered, no. People look at the outside, but I look at the heart. One by one, Jesse's sons stood before Samuel. One by one, God said, no, not this one. Do you have any more sons? Samuel asked. Jesse nodded. Only David. He's the youngest. He's out watching the sheep. David came running in, smelling of sheep. He didn't look like a king, but God whispered, this is the one. Samuel poured oil on David's head. David would one day be king, God's king. But not yet. David had to wait. He kept looking after sheep. He sang songs to God. He trusted God with all his heart. And even when David later became king, he wasn't perfect. Sometimes he made mistakes, but he always came back to God. David's story reminds us, God doesn't just want someone who looks the part. God wants a heart that loves him.
I'm glad we got to the video eventually. I'd hate your job, Brenda. I really, really would. I'd hate it. Well done. So God doesn't want someone who looks the part. He wants somebody who truly loves him. And just as God chose David for a very special purpose, he chooses all of us to do amazing things for him as well. It doesn't matter what we look like, it doesn't matter what size we are, what age we are. God has a job for us to do. And we are his children. And if we love him and want to serve him, then he will make it happen. People often judge by appearances, but God looks deeper. He cares about what is in our hearts. And as we saw in the video, God told Samuel not to look at the outside, but to look at the heart. God cares more about our character, our behaviour, than our appearances. And we saw that David was left out in the field while all his brothers stood before Samuel. But God never forgot him. Have you ever felt left out, the last picked or overlooked? I always used to dread at school being picked for teams where you had two people and they were picking the people for their team. And the more people that were picked, the less that were left. And isn't it a horrible feeling when you're the last one to be chosen? Not a very nice thought at all. But none of us are ever like that with God, because God loves every single one of us, and every single one of us are very special to him. And so God will never leave us out. We will never be the last one to be picked for God, because God loves us all equally. all the same. We are all his precious children. And God sees a bigger future for us than we can ever imagine. David went from caring for sheep as a shepherd to caring for God's people as its king. And God used his now, his shepherding time, to prepare him for his future. Now, appearances can be deceiving. For instance, that lovely chocolate box. But with only one chocolate inside, it was a little bit of a disappointment, wasn't it? But it is lovely, isn't it, when we get a box of chocolates and they're all nicely wrapped. But a bit of a shock if we opened it and found just one inside. But physical looks don't show a person's value. And yet the world seems to put such stock in physical appearances. But those outward appearances are all superficial. Moral and spiritual considerations are far more important to God than what we look like. And like Samuel, we can't see what the Lord sees, but we can trust that when God looks at our hearts, he sees our worth, he sees our value, and he feels an overwhelming and incredible love for each one of us. He sees our faithfulness and our true character. And he sees that every single one of us are valuable as individuals. God wants a heart that genuinely loves him. Let's pray. Thank you, God, that you see us when others don't. And you care about who we really are inside. Help us to love you with all our heart, to trust you while we wait for your plans, and to come back to you when we make mistakes. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, we're now going to sing another song from the True Way Kids website. So the kings and queens that we sang at the beginning. This is another song from True Way Kids, and it's called "The Lord Sees My Heart, Not Just What's Outside." And it's quite a catchy little tune. We love it, and we hope you do too.
People may look at the clothes that I wear, the color of my skin or the color of my hair, but God sees within, beyond what's outside. He knows who I am and walks by my side. The Lord sees my heart, not just what's outside. He knows who I am, no need to hide. It's not what I wear or what people see. Thank you.
Lord, hear the cry of your people who are oppressed, ignored, exploited, manipulated, who are living in Ukraine, and those who are not allowed to worship you freely, but have to whisper their praise. We think of those in hospital, especially dear Anne, who must be devastated at the latest news that her operation was not a success. We pray, Lord, that you will comfort her and give her courage to face what is ahead. We pray for Frank Connell, who will have his operation later this week. And for those in our wonderful hospice, especially Mike, and for all the staff who work there and make people's time there as pleasant as it can be. We pray for the Lotroche family as they mourn the loss of their daughter. Help them to feel your loving arms around them. As we enter the second week of Lent, may we be better students of your word and make more time to spend with you. And now we'll have open prayer. Who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now I invite Lorraine to accept and bless the offering.
Loving and living God, thank you that you only want the best for each and every one of us. Thank you that you know who we are and that you love every part of us. And as you so bless us, we ask that these funds and those paid into the bank account will bless your kingdom and draw others closer to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And we're now going to sing our last song for this morning, which just happens to be my very favourite of all time. Not that that's why we chose it. In fact, I think Mary chose this one. Well, absolutely. And it's the Lord's My Shepherd. It's the Stuart Townend version.